Aggies play right here. Welcome to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network and the Star Physical Therapy Pregame Show, sponsored in part by Alta Point, Coosa Valley Medical Center, Allen Oil Company, Star Physical Therapy, Marble City Pharmacy, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, Toyota of Sylacauga, Wright Tire and Service, Central Alabama Community College, State Farm Agent Albia Steers, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Edward Jones Agent Jesse Gum, Alabama District 33 State Representative Ben Robbins, Donahue Physical Therapy, Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, Coosa Valley Recycling, Another Level Cards, Omya, Van Zandt Hardware, Sycamore Federal Credit Union, Wharf Casual Seafood, Fair to Midland Gifts and Boutiques, Broadway Spinal Care, First Bank of Alabama, and Sylacauga Pediatrics.
Welcome in, back courtside, the Allen Brew Market scoring table. Sylacauga and Briarwood, both teams 1-0 in the area. The Aggies on the road to face the Lions. Aggies on the left side of the floor in black tonight. Briarwood wearing the all-white. Sylacauga 13-0. They haven't played since December 20th against Talladega David McCurley, where they dismantled the Tigers. Long layoff facing a team that, if they get hot, can be tough to beat.
Yeah, Briarwood always some great shooters on the floor. Tonight will be no exception. But I got to be honest with you. In order to beat this Sylacauga basketball team, you're going to have to do two things. Number one, you're going to have to handle their pressure. And number two, you're going to have to rebound. The Aggies are very much misconceived. Everybody thinks they're an 80 to 90 scoring point a game. They don't do that. They know how to play defense. They understand the system, and they go to the glass, all five of them. You're going to see all five of Sylacauga starters tonight will have at least three or four rebounds when this game is ended.
Well, Sylacauga, a trio of scorers, C.J. Franklin, Josh Speer, Eric O'Neill, all averaging over 13 points per game. And then those three get supplemented by Corbin Patterson, who might be having a good night, a Tristan Whetstone, who averages just under 6 points per game, but really lives on the boards for the Aggies. Really excited to see how they face off tonight against a lineup for Briarwood, who has some 6'4", some 6'3", some 6'2s, maybe a little bigger than they've been in the past. It's a tough lineup for the Lions.
Yeah, and I got to be honest with you. You hit the nail on the head with Sylacauga being someone who might not, you would think, be the unsung hero of the game. You know, a few weeks ago, you had a wedding you had to go to in the Chillsburg-Sylacauga game. It was Corbin Patterson who hit two major threes in the fourth quarter. Yep. That was the difference of the game. And then who was the star the next time they beat the Tigers was Eric O'Neill. So you can't really tell on any given night who's going to step up for these Aggies. Give Coach Joel Jones a lot of credit, because it takes a lot of chemistry in order for your basketball team to work that way.
Different type of ball club they're going to play tonight. Briarwood, a little Bucky Ballish, if you will. If you're watching the Auburn Tigers tonight, you'll see something similar here from Briarwood. They like to move it around the arc. They like to shoot the three. They play sound basketball, but can they overcome the athleticism that Sylacauga is going to bring to the floor tonight? That's going to be the big question.
Yeah, Briarwood's going to like to move it around. You mentioned that motion offense, backdoor cuts. They're going to look for a lot of those. But here's what you got to ask if you're Briarwood. If you're the Lions, can you withstand the 8 or 10 point runs that the Aggies are going to get at some point in time during the basketball game?
It's going to be a good one here tonight on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. That'll wrap up the Star Physical Therapy Tip-Off Show. Tip-Off is next.
A new year brings a fresh start, and Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union is here to help you begin 2026 on strong financial footing. Whether your goal is building savings, paying down debt, improving your credit, or planning for what's ahead, Coosa Pines offers tools designed to meet you where you are. From savings accounts and certificates to low-interest loan options, members can move forward with confidence. Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
you have scrap metal piling up? Get paid at Coosa Valley Recycling. Serving the Birmingham area and Highway 280 corridor in Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Recycling is your top choice for scrap metal recycling. Whether it's old appliances, car parts, or any other metal items, Coosa Valley Recycling offers great rates and fast, easy service. Recycling with Coosa Valley Recycling not only puts your money back in your pocket, but it also protects the environment. Don't let your scrap metal go to waste. Bring it to Coosa Valley Recycling today. Call 256-245-4300.
Headed to the big game this weekend? Make Allen Brew Markets your first stop. Grab an ice cold drink, fresh snacks, and top off your tank before you hit the road. With quick service and everything you need in one place, we make game days easy. Wherever the road takes you, start with Allen Brew Markets, fueling fans all season long. That's being all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah. Allen Brew Markets.
When cold weather rolls into Alabama, make sure your home is ready with a reliable American Standard heating system from Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling. Sleeping Giant's team of professionals will keep your home warm, efficient, and comfortable all season long. Whether it's a routine tune-up or a complete system upgrade, Sleeping Giant will help you rest easy knowing your home's in good hands. Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Online at sleepinggiantair.com.
Experience leadership that truly echoes the heart of Coosa Valley. Ben Robbins is an accomplished attorney specializing in real estate, estates, and business law. Voted Coosa Valley's best attorney, Ben is not only a legal expert, but also a dedicated community champion. He actively supports our farmers, stands strong with our veterans, and engages in local initiatives like the Rotary Club and Habitat for Humanity. For Ben, it's all about nurturing the community spirit, supporting our schools, and cheering on local high school sports. When you're in need of real estate or business legal help, call attorney Ben Robbins at 256-346-6493.
From Radio Alabama Sports, Sylacauga Basketball is on the air. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Sylacauga Basketball is presented by Alta Point Health. Caring is our calling. Online at altapoint.org. Allen Oil Company of Sylacauga. 8 locations serving Central Alabama since 1966. Fuel for your body, fuel for your car. You're all in with Allen. Coosa Valley Medical Center. Quality care close to home. Online at cvhealth.net. Now, here's the voice of the Aggies, Jeremy Law.
And the voice of the Tigers, David McCurley, with us tonight. We always appreciate David joining us.
Calling this game remotely tonight.
I got a couple of sick kids at home and had to be on dad duty from about 4 to 5:30. So we appreciate technology as they'll line up for tonight's starting lineups. David, we talked about it. We previewed this game. What a game it's going to be.
Yeah, I think probably going to get the national anthem here in just a second, but maybe.
And we get the national anthem and the prayer. We'll take a break. We'll be right back, as this is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Ready to refresh your closet? Head to Fair to Midland in downtown Childersburg. From Judy Blue and Can-Can jeans to men's styles and baby clothes, you'll find something for the whole family. They're open Monday through Friday from 10 to 6 and Saturdays from 9 to 2. Can't make it in? No problem. Shop anytime at ftmgifts.com. That's ftmgifts.com. Fair to Midland in downtown Childersburg, your local spot for style.
Allen Brew Markets is your hometown style for everything you need on the go. From hot coffee and cold drinks to snacks, fuel, and friendly service, we're here to keep you moving forward. Proud to serve our community with convenient locations, Allen Brew Markets isn't just a gas station. We're your neighbor. When it comes to great service and hometown pride, we're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah. Allen Brew Markets.
Alabama.
At First Bank of Alabama, we're not just another financial institution. Hi, I'm Chad Jones, President and CEO of First Bank of Alabama. We're not just a bank. We're your neighbors. Our team lives and works right here in Alabama, so we understand what matters to you most. From flexible personal loans to innovative business solutions, we're committed to helping you achieve your dreams. First Bank of Alabama, where you are first. Online at fbal.bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Chris Kane, and for our family here at Toyota of Sylacauga, it's about more than cars. It's about people. You'll find my wife, my kids, even my dog here some days, because this is where we've built something special. When you buy from us, you're not just getting a vehicle, you're becoming part of the family. Toyota of Sylacauga, worth the drive, and we'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
About to get those starting lineups. As for the Aggies, it'll be C.J. Corbin, Kenson, Eric, and Josh Spear will be your Coosa Valley Medical Center starting five tonight as we await the Central Alabama Community College tip-off. Central Alabama Community College, central to you, central to your success. We know who normally the starting four are going to be. We rotate a few as Kenson Three gets the start tonight over Tristan Whetstone. As the Aggies send out maybe their most athletic combo on the floor. Josh Spear leading the team in scoring at 15 points per game, David. It's a really good high school number.
Yeah, and then you've got two guys right there nipping at his heels as well. So, like I said in the pregame, you can pretty much get hurt by this Aggie team a lot of ways. But I'm still telling you, their strength is their defense and their rebounding. They just know how to play on that end of the floor, and they all go to the glass very, very hard. As Briarwood's starting lineup being called out now by our public address announcer.
Yeah, Troy Smith, Drew Mears. It's like Ezekiel Witt. Those are coming across our screen as we give them to you. Here's some size. Zeke Witt, 6'4". He's going to be tough to handle, but Josh Spear plays it pretty well. And they'll send out, let's see, who is this? Number 5, Charlie Caldwell, 6'1". And then Samuel Canal, 6'2", forward to round out the lineup. Listen, they got some size, David. Three guys, 6'2". Or taller here, and they're starting five, and then Drew Mears from outside can make you pay.
Yeah, and the real question for Briarwood is, can they find the outside shot? Because, you know, you're going to see very, very tough man-to-man defense from Sylacauga. It's what you're always going to get. But here's the thing, Jeremy, that size can sometimes hurt you, especially when you're needing to break a press. You need a very good ball handler and somebody who can kind of be a floor general for you or kind of a coach on the floor. But we'll just have to see if Briarwood's got that.
Zeke Witt will jump it off against C.J. Franklin. Referee into the circle. Here's your CACC tip-off. It's in the air, tapped into the backcourt, way too strong out of bounds. It goes, and Briarwood will get the basketball first.
Yeah. That's a good call. Is kind of slapped that one a little too hard.
Smith to inbound.
Torrey Smith's a freshman, too.
They'll throw it in, stolen by O'Neal. Touched out of bounds. I say O'Neal touched it while standing on the baseline. Aggies in black. The black Marble City uniforms. A new jersey combo for the Aggies this year. They get it into Smith. Smith to Mears. Thought about a three, driving on Kinson. Kinson able to cut it off. Here's Canal outside the arc. Mears rising and firing a three. It's short. Rebound taken away. Now it's on the floor. It's C.J. Franklin pushing it ahead. KT making the catch in the front court. Kinson got bumped. No whistle. Throws it high in the air. It's going to be taken in by Corbin. Now the Aggies will set up the offense on the left side of the floor in black. C.J. handing it off. Patterson working on Mears. Here's Eric. Nice feed inside. Josh gets us on the board first. Aggies lead it 2-0. What a feed from Eric. They crashed on him, David. And Spear maybe had the easiest layup he's going to get tonight.
It's penetration. If you can't keep Eric O'Neill out of that lane, you're going to be in trouble.
On the other side, tough shot for Briarwood. No. The Aggies trying to jump on top of the Lions early. CJ in transition. Spear for three at the top. Too strong. High off the back iron. Corbin Patterson with a rebound. CJ takes it. Driving. Left hand off glass. No good. Rebounded by Witt, and Briarwood will clear. Here's Mears. Running ahead down the right side of the lane. Mears into a defender. Missed the shot. Rebounded by Spear. Good defense on Drew Mears, who was trying to draw the foul. The Aggies didn't give it to him.
Yeah, Mears really hurt Childersburg last year when they played in a Thanksgiving tournament over in Thompson. He's tough to guard.
Kinson on Smith. He'll back it out. Patterson, left side, stopping, giving it off to Eric in the corner, back to Corbin.
Aggies being very methodical. Sorry, Jeremy.
Handing it off. CJ threw it down the lane. Didn't get it to Josh. And Mears on the run on the other end. Canal. Layup. No good. And then a foul is called. And that'll send Sam Canal to the stripe.
I thought that was a little bit of a late whistle, if you will. I thought Corbin Patterson played that pretty well on the break there. They had an easy two-on-one, and I thought Mears was going to fake the pass and go up himself, but he gave it up, and Canal got fouled, and he misses first free throw.
Yeah, whistle felt late. Canal, the lefty, for another. Not a great free throw shooter if you think back to last year, and he misses them both.
Yeah, and that's not a trademark of a Briarwood team, as they're usually pretty good from the stripe.
CJ just turned it over, which led to those two free throws. This time he'll go down the lane. Eric making the catch, pulls it back off at the top to Canal. Eric gets around him, skipping it down low on the baseline. KT couldn't control it, and Silicaga throws it away.
Pass was a little low, but a good thought is Threek was all alone underneath the bucket. So here comes Briarwood down 2-0. We played 2.5 minutes. Here's a long three-pointer being put up by Mears. No good.
And he got it over the back on Canal, it looks like. Yep. So on the rebound.
First foul on Briarwood. Silicaga with one as well. Briarwood showing a little man-to-man token pressure as well.
Franklin driving, kicking. Patterson pulling up a 15-foot jumper. Missed it. That's not a shot Coach Jones is going to like.
No.
From the baseline, the runner for Caldwell. No good. Eric going to race it ahead. Aggies lead it 2-0. Didn't have that on my bingo card with 3 minutes and 10 seconds gone. CJ, his turnover of the game, right into the hands of Canal again. Racing ahead, Canal. Had it knocked out of his hands by O'Neill. Not a foul, but Briarwood will keep possession into the floor.
That is absolute perfect defense by Eric O'Neill. He couldn't have played that any better without fouling and waiting on help.
Mears, the hook feed. Gets it into Thompson, to Canal. Missed the three. The rebound by Spear. Knocked out of his hands from behind. Grant Skinner. Hey, they take a 6-2 out, they put a 6-2 in, David.
Yeah,
that's how Briarwood's built right now.
You just select them however you want. I mean, It seems like there's a lid on both of these rims right now. We played almost a half a quarter, and we've only seen one bucket.
Aggies with one player listed at 6'2", and it's Corbin Patterson.
CJ got down the lane, had a good look at it with the pump fake, but just couldn't get it to go.
2-0 Aggies midway through the first quarter. Smith working outside the three line. Canal swinging into the corner to Mears. Smith wants a three, no good. Rebound, O'Neal. Eric will push inside. Spear under the bucket, laying good. He's got all four for the good guys tonight. 4-0 Aggies on top.
Great look, though, by Eric O'Neal.
In the corner, Canal tries another three. No good. Rebound tapped in the air, controlled by KT. That was really for Corbin, popping it right into the hands of Kenson Threet, and Corbin will bring it across the timeline. Aggies lead it 4-0. Getting a screen from Spear. Patterson underneath had a shot blocked.
Thought there was some contact there as well.
Mears for three, and he gets him on the board.
He had a good look at that one. We didn't get back in transition, and he draws the lines to within one.
Spear stepping around the defense, driving into the corner. Pass was high to Eric. He pulls it down. Kenson Threet now on the right side with the basketball. 4-3 your score with 3 minutes to go. KT back to Eric. Trying to get inside this zone for Briarwood. Eric, a great three-point shooter. His floater, though, wouldn't go off the run. Mears again. Nice move. Lost the dribbles. Out of bounds. Who touched it last? It'll be Sylacauga basketball. Yeah, Eric O'Neal, David, although he is, what, the big three that we talked about earlier, averages the least of the three. He's actually the highest field goal percentage on the team at over 48.5%.
Yeah, he doesn't take the number of shots that does CJ or Josh Spear.
KT pulling out of bounds, fires it across, and here's Corbin Patterson. 4-3 your score, 2 minutes, 30 seconds to go. The Aggies 13-0, trying to protect a perfect season on the road. They haven't played, what is that, about 16 days, David, since December the 20th.
You know what? It's showing right now on the offensive end, just a little rusty. We've actually had some good looks.
And then Eric stepped on the baseline on the dribble. Excuse me, 17 days in between games.
So Cock is just a little frustrated right now on offense. But that defense is what carries them through. Still a one-point lead.
Smith, the freshman, cut off by Kenson Threet. On the drive, Mears couldn't get it over Corbin, and it's knocked out. Touched last by the big man, Grant Skinner.
I think Mears is trying to do just a little bit too much for the Lions, but he is their go-to guy on the offensive end. And now they'll show full court pressure now.
Well, if you took the headband off Thompson and put it on Mears, you wouldn't be able to tell them apart.
No.
There's two identical-looking guards for Briarwood.
The rest of them look pretty similar as well.
Eric splits defenders down the lane. And he got fouled on the floor. They'll call it around the free throw line as Eric will inbound. Excuse me, it'll be CJ to come over to trigger it in. 4-3 ball game with a minute and 35 to go. We're in the first quarter. Inside to Josh. He'll spin around the defense, kept his pivot foot down, and Spears got all six. What a move for Josh.
That's just great footwork there by the senior to get another bucket to go.
Three up and good on the other side. Big shot. 6-6 now. They have two threes. It's KT, lost it. Loose ball, ripped away by Spear. Back to Kenson down in the corner. Whetstone in the game for the Aggies. With a minute to go, we're tied. CJ looks over at the bench, gets the play call, picks up his dribble. KT in the corner, Whetstone for three. Tristan, no good. Thompson with a rebound for Briarwood. They'll work it ahead. That was Charlie Caldwell with a three on the way up last time, and he lost his dribble. No, they got a foul on the Aggies. They got the foul called on Eric O'Neill. They're at the stripe trying to take a lead. This is Caldwell who hit the three but missed the free throw.
Arrow of three from the line right now. That is an uncharacteristic Briarwood stat.
He'll make the second. And Briarwood has taken their first lead of the night, 7-6. 30 seconds to play in the first.
See if Coach Jones elects to play for this last shot or look for something inside before.
Eric to Franklin. Top CJ wants a three. He's got it.
That's what we needed.
9-7. Marble City Pharmacy three-pointer. Had lunch with Jerry today. 9-7, your score. Smith turns around, gives it to Caldwell. He'll answer back, and we'll be tied at 9 as we go to the second quarter. We'll take a break. 9-9, your score after one. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network on Mix 106.5.
When injury slows you down, trust Todd Malone and the caring team at Star Physical Therapy. As owner and lead physical therapist, Todd has built a reputation for helping patients recover quickly, safely, and with confidence. Whether you're dealing with a sports injury, surgery recovery, or everyday aches and pains, you'll find personalized care that gets you moving again. At Star Physical Therapy, it's not just about treatment. It's about helping you live life fully. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star.
I'm Chris Kane, and for our family here at Toyota of Sylacauga, it's about more than cars. It's about people. You'll find my wife, my kids, even my dog here some days, because this is where we've built something special. When you buy from us, you're not just getting a vehicle, you're becoming part of the family. Toyota of Sylacauga, worth the drive, and we'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
Central to you, central to your success. Central Alabama Community College, the official video live streaming sponsor of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Online at cacc.edu.
Start of the second quarter. The Aggies have Eric, CJ, KT, Sarine, and Tristan. Your right tire and service, five on the floor. With the basketball tied at 9, CJ at the top. He just buried a three from that spot. Now they'll come out to get him with Canal. Here's Sarion inside. Tough shot off the glass. Wouldn't go.
Those are shots you're going to have to hit to win the game because they're going to force you to take those in the zone they're in.
Nice screen and roll and a foul after the made bucket. Zeke Witt, the 6'4 center, will go to the free throw line for one more. And this may be like where Briarwood is a little better than they've been in years past. In the last few years under Coach Curley, they didn't have a lot of size. They hit a ton of threes those last few years. And in the first couple of years right here under Coach Jeremy Mears, who stepped in for Coach Bobby Curley. Last year they did have some size, maybe didn't utilize it as well, but you've seen it so far here tonight, right? And it's right there on that screen and roll to get the big man a bucket. 12-9, Aggies trail by three.
Briarwood's still in that 3-2 zone, and I hate to keep referencing these two games I'm about to talk to you about, Jeremy, but the two times that Sylacauga has played Childersburg, when they were in a zone, the Aggies really struggled.
CJ missed a three. On the other end, Canal blocked at the rim by O'Neill.
CJ throwing it front court. Sarayan layup didn't go. Eric got the miss underneath, and Eric is fouled. What a turn of events. Eric on the other side denies the dunk, and now he'll go to the free throw line for two.
That's just purity hustle by one player blocking a dunk that you would that you mentioned. I'm telling you, Ezekiel Wendt went up to slam that thing down, blocked cleanly by Eric O'Neill, and on the other end, we miss a shot, and who is hustling down to get that offensive rebound and put back is Eric O'Neill, and he hits his first free throw.
12-10, Elo for one more.
And that is his first points of the basketball game.
And he'll knock in the second, 12-11. Trapped down in the corner, stolen by Spear. Mears is going to push Spear in the back. No whistle. Josh down on the floor with it, and he'll get a timeout. So we'll take one, too. 12-11, your score. Briarwood with a one-point lead. 6:35 to go here in the second quarter.
When you care about people, it shows. And at Alta Point Health, they believe that kind of heart deserves a place to shine. They're hiring for a variety of positions in Clay and Talladega counties, including licensed therapists, LPNs, and direct support professionals. Some jobs are remote, and others don't require experience to get started. They offer good pay, strong benefits, and a real chance to grow in your career. If you've been waiting for something meaningful, text AltaJobs to 97214.
CJ to inbound after the timeout. Now it'll be Eric who comes over. He'll trade spots with Franklin. 12-11 here in the second. 6:34 to go in the second. CJ takes the pass from O'Neill, and here we go. 12-11. Briarwood leads it by one. Nice feed inside. We didn't handle it well. Then Whetstone picked it up, and then he lost it out of bounds.
I thought Briarwood might have got a hand on that with Witt going out of, but the referee saw it the other way.
Aggies in the pressure. Briarwood's able to beat it. Here's Smith in the front court. Mears driving the baseline. Tosses it into the corner to Canal. Now back at the top. Smith for three. In and out. Rebounded by Josh. That went all the way down. The Aggies are fortunate to not give up their third three here in the first half. Franklin down the lane. Got the shot to drop. Probably should have been a foul call on top of it. But we've taken a 13-12 lead.
That's just athleticism right there. Good to see him get going.
Thompson. Kick out. Witt missed the shot, missed the three. Canal missed the putback. Franklin with the board. CJ across, spinning, and he got fouled. They'll call the foul on Mears on the floor. What? Jeez, I thought there definitely should have been a foul on the last shot from Franklin that went in.
He just kind of muscled down that shot after getting by his man down the lane on a good penetration drive. And that's CJ. I mean, that's what he does. But he also can hit that three for you, too.
CJ skips it in this time. Here's Eric down the lane. O'Neill, wild shot, wasn't close. Mears stopping, rising, firing a three that's way too strong. Canal again missed the putback. Josh Beer pulling in a loose ball. Josh got bumped. No whistle, able to retrieve the basketball. Now the Aggies work it across with Corbin Patterson.
Couple of misses at close range by both teams.
Spear spinning and knocking down a tough two with a big man in his face over Grant Skinner.
He leads all scorers with 8 points.
And a foul on CJ. Boy, Josh Spear, what's he got, 8?
Yep.
Well, he's halfway to his season average, or a little bit more than halfway, to his average of 15 a game.
Those three leading scorers for the Aggies are the only three who's put points on the board for the Aggies so far. as they hold a 15-12 lead over Briarwood.
I thought they called a foul on C.J. Franklin, but they didn't. This will be out on Briarwood, so here we go. We'll fire it into O'Neill, and Coach Jeremy Mears for Briarwood thought the same thing. Eric stopping, floating, missed a tough shot. Whetstone fighting for a rebound, couldn't grab it. Canal going the other way. Sam Canal, 6'2", maybe taller, out on the right wing here. Smith working the right side, drifting across the floor. Stopping, shooting, elbow jumper, missed it. Rebounded by Corbin, then an over-the-back foul on Grant Skinner.
Even though that shot was missed by Torrey Smith, that's a good-looking freshman basketball player. Got a great-looking shot. You just can't seem to get anything to go right now.
All right, David's going to be distracted now. Auburn just tipped off, and they're on this, the other TV screen here in the studio. He'll be in and out. Four and a half to go.
Four out.
15-12. Aggies lead it by three with Franklin.
I'm not going to leave you hanging, man.
Spear, a little too much dribbling.
Yep.
Lost it. Down on the other side, Mears underneath, made a tough layup. 15-14, 4 minutes to play before halftime.
5 points now for Mears. That's a man you don't need to let him get going and see easy buckets.
Eric blows by the defense and hits a reverse layup. Did you see the move, David McCurley?
Yep.
They're trapped in the backcourt. 17-14, Aggies with the lead. Here's Mears racing ahead. Into the corner of Thompson. He'll drive. He'll shoot. He'll get a pass off, rather. He got stuck in the air, and a great feed leads to a great bucket for Zeke Witt.
We're not getting back on defense very well the last couple of possessions. Mears with a layup, and now a dime to Witt.
And then CJ on the going to finish that one. Wow. With the left hand, 19-16. Timeout, Briarwood. Excuse me, that ball went. Did it go out of bounds? I guess it did. And they'll just sub a couple guys in that made it feel like a timeout. Here we go to be Aggie basketball.
Turnover.
Wow.
On the lines.
Where it happened and how nonchalant they were, it felt like the Briarwood called a timeout and they were about to go line up over there. Take a breather. Here's Franklin. Bumped, no whistle, and he didn't get a tough shot to roll in. 19-16, Aggies by three. Mears into the corner to Caldwell. Caldwell down the lane. Should have been an over-the-back as Whetstone stole the board away. We're on the other side. Franklin going up. Franklin chooses not to dunk it. Lays it in, and now Briarwood's going to call a timeout. 21-16, Aggies on a little run with 2:44 to go in the second quarter. We'll be back. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network presented by Allen Brew Market, Alta Point Health, and Coosa Valley Medical Center.
Celebrate Sylacauga Pride with the S Club. We're a community of former athletes and supporters dedicated to preserving tradition, funding scholarships, and building a strong future for Sylacauga High School athletics. From reunions to fundraising, the S Club connects generations of Aggies while giving back to today's student athletes. Be a part of the legacy. Join the Sylacauga S Club and help keep Aggie Pride alive. Visit AggieSClubAlumni.com today to sign up and make a difference.
Number one in customer satisfaction among insurance providers 5 years in a row. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Albia Steers is there. The official insurance agent of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
21-16. Aggies by five after the timeout. Witt on the baseline. He'll try to go to work on Spear. Spinning, shooting, and scoring. Those two going back and forth here in the first half, 21-18. We've got about 4 or 5 inches on Josh.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you, that was a good timeout by Coach Mears to gather his team. I talked about the runs that Sylacauga is going to go on. They got up by five, their biggest lead, and they drew up a play for their biggest guy on the floor.
Eric to CJ, inside to Josh, kicking it back off. Corbin for three, way too strong. Rebounded by Tristan. He'll spin and shoot. Missed the shot. Tristan is fouled, and he'll go to the Coosa Valley Medical Center free throw line, where the Aggies haven't been very many times tonight.
No, they have not. When you talk about it, only two times they've gone to the free throw line, and those were both by Eric O'Neill as he hit both of them. Briarwood, on the other hand, has went to the free throw line five times. And Tristan Whetstone makes his first.
Don't want to jinx him, and I probably will, but he is a very good free throw shooter.
He does. Very good stroke. And that's his first point of the game after not starting tonight.
Tristan hits them both. It's like a line drive free throw shot, but he's got the perfect angle on it.
It goes in. Solid counts.
23-18, Aggies by five. Thompson to Torrey Smith inside of the arc. Now steps out of the half circle. Stolen away by Spear after it's tapped by Franklin. Aggies with a chance to extend the lead. Up by five with a minute and 30 to go. Here's CJ driving, kicking. Pass was off. Here's Eric O'Neill to Patterson. Back to Elo as we'll work it around the arc. Eric accelerating, going down the lane. Off the window as he got fouled, and he'll shoot two.
A good drive. He saw that little bit of crease, and you hear it in football all the time, Jeremy, about running backs, that all they need is just a crease, just a little sliver of light. These three guys out here for Sylacauga, and Eric O'Neill and C.J. Franklin and Corbin Patterson, that's all they need as well.
Eric now two for three at the line. Missed the first. C.J. going to catch a breather. Nope, he'll come back out. He'll get back on the block here to try to get this rebound if Eric doesn't make this second free throw. Missed them both. Well, strange for Eric O'Neill, who is a good free throw shooter too. Now the team overall probably struggles a little bit at the stripe, but Eric normally isn't one of them. Canal right wing, back to the top to Smith, wearing the number zero in white tonight, calls for a high screen from Witt. He'll take it. Witt rolling to the bucket, and he's fouled by Whetstone, and Witt will shoot two.
They could get Whetstone, and then again, they could get McMillan. I think they did get McMillan from behind, so that's going to send Witt to the free throw line, where he is one of one. Make it two of two now. He now has 8 points in the quarter.
Second free. Yeah. 23-20. Aggies lead it by three. 45 seconds to play here before halftime. Franklin swinging it. O'Neill left wing. Back inside free throw line. Catch Spear underneath the bucket. Whetstone missed the shot. What a feed from Josh. And that's one that we got to finish.
Yeah, they did everything right but hit the shot. I think Tristan would have wished he would have went under the other side.
Tough, ugly three for Briarwood there. With 20 seconds to go, the Aggies can hold for the final shot. And it looks like we will. Franklin will cross the timeline with 13 seconds to play in the half. CJ working traffic. Spinning with his back to the bucket. Step back three. Might have been partially blocked.
It was.
As we'll go to halftime as the buzzer sounds. 23-20, your score. We'll go to the break, and we'll be back with the Star Physical Therapy halftime show with Sylacauga on the road at Briarwood.
A new year brings a fresh start, and Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union is here to help you begin 2026 on strong financial footing. Whether your goal is building savings, paying down debt, improving your credit, or planning for what's ahead, Coosa Pines offers tools designed to meet you where you are. From savings accounts and certificates to low-interest loan options, members can move forward with confidence. Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
When cold weather rolls into Alabama, make sure your home is ready with a reliable American Standard heating system from Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling. Sleeping Giant's team of professionals will keep your home warm, efficient, and comfortable all season long. Whether it's a routine tune-up or a complete system upgrade, Sleeping Giant will help you rest easy, knowing your home's in good hands. Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Online at sleepinggiantair.com.
Do you have scrap metal piling up? Get paid at Coosa Valley Recycling. Serving the Birmingham area and Highway 280 corridor in Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Recycling is your top choice for scrap metal recycling. Whether it's old appliances, car parts, or any other metal items, Coosa Valley Recycling offers great rates and fast, easy service. Recycling with Coosa Valley Recycling not only puts your money back in your pocket, but it also protects the environment. Don't let your scrap metal go to waste. Bring it to Coosa Valley Recycling today. Call 256-245-4300.
Turn up your taste buds at La Costa Mexican Restaurant in downtown Sylacauga. The grill's hot and the flavors are bold. Sizzling fajitas and street-style tacos to creamy queso and fresh-made salsa. Bring the family, grab friends, or make it your lunch break. Portions are generous, prices friendly, and the service always welcoming. Step into a colorful, lively atmosphere and leave full and happy. La Costa Mexican Restaurant, downtown Sylacauga's spot for real flavor. Stop in and taste the fiesta.
When injury slows you down, trust Todd Malone and the caring team at Star Physical Therapy. As owner and lead physical therapist, Todd has built a reputation for helping patients recover quickly, safely, and with confidence. Whether you're dealing with a sports injury, surgery recovery, or everyday aches and pains, you'll find personalized care that gets you moving again. At Star Physical Therapy, it's not just about treatment. It's about helping you live life fully. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star.
At First Bank of Alabama, we recognize that your busy life doesn't always have time to dedicate to banking decisions. That's why we have made it easier for you to do banking with a local Alabama community bank. Founded over 176 years ago, covering six counties with 13 locations, online, mobile, and ATM banking throughout East Central Alabama, we have the products, services, and people to help tailor your financial needs. First Bank of Alabama, where you are first. Online at fbal.bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If you're tired of wandering around a big box store, get to Van Zandt Hardware on Highway 280 in Sylacauga. These folks know their stuff and they know where it is. Need rafters? In stock. Looking for solid 28-foot lumber? They've got it and it's not damaged. For over 50 years, they've been helping home builders, farmers, and everyday folks get the job done right. Van Zandt Hardware is a proud supporter of Sylacauga, B.B. Comer, Childersburg, and Fayetteville Athletics.
This is the Star Physical Therapy Halftime Show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
What a first half. Almost a deadlock. 23-20, one possession separating Sylacauga and Briarwood, David, but the good guys with that three-point lead, as this is the Star Physical Therapy Halftime Show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network, presented by Allen Brew Market, Coosa Valley Medical Center, and Alta Point Health. The Aggie Sports Network is fueled by Allen Brew Market, Allen Oil Companies. We're all in with Allen. So you had to go to Allen today, fill up all these Radio Alabama cars.
I did. I was going to mention that. Got fuel for the car. Got me a little fuel for my body. I tell you what, man, I've been knowing Tim Allen a long time, and all of those fine folks that work for him, Mark Henderson.
Man, Mark's great.
He's a great, great friend of mine. And, of course, but the stores, what you can do, you know, they've got anything you need. And it's just
– I don't know. I can always find the David Sunflower Barbecue. Sometimes these, the barbecue was. That's what I eat. And they're I know they're at headquarter location right there on Old Birmingham Highway. So that's my go-to stop at Allen – Oil Company Allen Brewmark. So, David, 23-20. Silicaga has played great in the paint. We've hit some big shots. Josh Spear's been phenomenal. But there in the second quarter, you had Zeke Witt get going a little bit for Briarwood.
Yeah, he had 8 points in the second quarter and led all scorers with 8 points. Well, led his team with 8 points. C.J. Franklin leading all scorers with 9. But here's the thing, Jeremy. You know, we're only up 3. I think it's going to take somebody other than the 3 of our leading scorers to step up and maybe help this Aggie team offensively, who's struggling a little bit from the floor. I mean, you got to think somebody like a Corbin Patterson, maybe a Threat, maybe a McMillan. Somebody's going to have to step up and help out C.J. Franklin. You know, they're gonna play this zone. I think if you're Coach Mears, you got to be happy right now that you're only down 3 points.
Yeah, Tristan Whetstone has 2 points, but they're from the free throw line. There hasn't been a lot of help for C.J., Josh, and Eric's done. What does Eric have so far here in the first half?
Eric O'Neill has 4 points. Sorry. He has 1 field goal and 2 free throws.
And so, but see what we talked about pregame. Their 3 are going to show up in the scoring column. If Corbin Patterson can give you 6 or 7, because what he does on defense is more than enough for what this team needs. I mean, he is a lockdown defender. They just usually need 1 or 2 more guys to come through, give them 5 or 6 points, and they'll win a game by 15 or 20. Now, you're not going to beat a Briarwood team like that. Really good ball club. What do you see that they might need to do here in the second half?
Well, they've had C.J. on Mears for most of the first half, and that's incredible to me that C.J. Franklin is our leading scorer, and yet he's kind of locking down that guy for their team who's their best scorer. Mears only with 5 points in the first half. But what did we do to start the game? Josh Spear with the first 6 points of the game, Jeremy. And then he got early in the second quarter, he got that 8th point. And since then, Josh has been kind of quiet. We got to get him more involved in the offense as well. I think the more we share the basketball and get more people involved, I think C.J. Franklin even becomes even more dangerous in the second half. So, if you go into the locker room, Joel Jones he's looking there saying, hey, you held a very good basketball team on their home floor to 20 points. You got to be impressed with what we're doing with defense. And I said it in the pregame, that's where we shine.
Maybe we knocked a little of that rust off over that long delay as the Aggies back on the floor. As we'll get set for this second half, Aggies lead at 23-20. That'll wrap up the Star Physical Therapy halftime show, third quarter, on the other side of this break.
First Bank of Alabama, we recognize that your busy life doesn't always have time to dedicate to banking decisions. That's why we have made it easier for you to do banking with a local Alabama community bank. Founded over 176 years ago, covering 6 counties with 13 locations, online, mobile, and ATM banking throughout East Central Alabama, we have the products, services, and people to help tailor your financial needs. First Bank of Alabama, where you are first. Online at fbal.bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When injury slows you down, trust Todd Malone and the caring team at Star Physical Therapy. As owner and lead physical therapist, Todd has built a reputation for helping patients recover quickly, safely, and with confidence. Whether you're dealing with a sports injury, surgery recovery, or everyday aches and pains, you'll find personalized care that gets you moving again. At Star Physical Therapy, it's not just about treatment. It's about helping you live life fully. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star.
I'm Chris Kane, and for our family here at Toyota of Sylacauga, it's about more than cars. It's about people. You'll find my wife, my kids, even my dog here some days, because this is where we've built something special. When you buy from us, you're not just getting a vehicle, you're becoming part of the family. Toyota of Sylacauga, worth the drive, and we'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
quarter. Jeremy Law and David McCurley with you. 23-20. Aggies on the road. And listen, it's a regular season game, Dave. This is an important ball game.
Yeah.
Both these teams 1-0 in the area. You know Briarwood wants to win this one big on their home floor.
Well, they want to be out in front of the area, but also, hey, you want to knock off an undefeated team in Sylacauga that played in the state championship game last year. And they're 3 points from being even with us. So let's see what we can do here to start the third quarter.
On the drive, Caldwell missed the shot, rebounded by Franklin. He'll get it off to Eric. Now CJ gets it back. He'll race it ahead. You know, and Briarwood gets a little advantage of playing Sylacauga on their home floor, which is a full 94 feet. And when that floor shrinks a little bit and they come to Sylacauga, it's just a little different.
Yep.
There's a foul from behind. They'll get Patterson on the foul. Mears will go to the stripe.
Mears, I told you, is the he's the equivalent of CJ for this Briarwood team, and this is going to be his first trip to the foul line in this game. He's only got 5 points. He's hit 1-3 and
missed the free throw.
Yep, and that's just not like him. We'll take it. Second free throw by Mears is good. And he draws the lines to within a bucket.
Yeah, 23-21. Played 40 seconds here in the third quarter.
Briarwood in that 3-2 zone, so we're putting Josh Spear at the free throw line, kicking it into him, and hopefully he can turn around and find a guy open in great ball movement. But what they're doing is they're denying the ball into Spear at that free throw line. They're making it hard for us to get it in there to him.
Spear makes the catch off to KT. He'll fire a three. It's in and out, and then it pops back in. KT with a Marble City Pharmacy three. The Aggies with a five-point lead, their biggest of the night.
It's exactly how you draw it up. And a steal by Sylacauga, and that's going to be a foul on number 22, Samuel Canal.
CJ down in the backcourt. Come on, get up, CJ. Don't scare me like that. I'll rehab you myself in the backyard if I need to. We can't afford you to get down.
You know, we finally got the ball to Spear in the lane, and he didn't even come down with it and kicked it out and found an open shooter in three. Here's the Aggies again.
26-21. Eric down the lane. Blows by the defense, and Sylacauga extends it 7. 28-21. Mears tries to answer from three, and he does, and that's you can't teach that.
Well, they very could have easily been called for a moving screen because Witt cleared a path for him, and it wasn't called.
The three ball can definitely keep Briarwood in this ball game. Eric to CJ to Kinson is his pass off of the head of KT after the deflection. Is Eric down the lane again? Tough shot off the window. No. Offensive rebound. Spear put back. Yes. He's got 10 on the night. Torrey Smith cut off by three. Spins around the defense. Leaves it up on the rim. And then a foul call from all the way across the floor will send Torrey Smith, the freshman, to the free throw line.
Yeah, I believe that's going to be called on Eric O'Neill. And it was a great spin move, as you mentioned, by the freshman. And he cans his first free throw. He'll get one more. You know, these are the little runs that we talked about, Sylacauga. Can Briarwood do something about them and sustain them and try to make a run of their own? Sylacauga already now with 7 points here in the third quarter. And
then the Aggies.
Smith was one of
I thought we gave it back and looked like it was out on us, but they'll wave it our way. Mears going to argue the call. Now there's some sweat down on the floor. They'll have to wipe it up. I think Coach Mears might have a reasonable argument as that one looked like it was out on the Aggies.
Briarwood's going to come out in a little man token pressure. CJ and Eric O'Neill will get it up the floor. Trying to get that ball in there to Spear at the free throw line. Briarwood's really causing a problem for him to get it. Now he gets it on the block and gives it to Kenson. His shot blocked nicely by Witt.
Corbin pull-up jumper, but a rebound by Spear. Underneath the bucket, Josh was fouled. Oh, they'll get him with a he got hit and hit.
I tell you what, there's a lot of contact on that play for there to be a traveling call. Mears will go by CJ, but can't finish, and then he steals it right back from CJ.
Puts it up with the left and dropped it in.
And I'll tell you right now, Mears has already output his first half total with 6 points here in the second half. He now in double figures with 11.
30-27. Silicaga led 28-21. They go on a 6-2 run. Eric beats defenders, got fouled, where's the whistle, makes the layup, but we should be at the stripe for one more.
You're absolutely right, but what a great first step by Eric O'Neill to blow right by his man.
Inside, Witt, they call this? He made the shot, and he'll go to the line for one more.
Yeah, that's not very well officiated on the last two possessions. That foul was on Eric O'Neill, and Witt has got a chance to put himself further up scoring columns. He's now in double figures as well.
He hits the free throw.
And I told you, Silicaga is going to make some runs, and we have. We've, scored more here in the third quarter, and we're just under halfway through it. We scored more in the half of the third quarter than we did in any other of the first two. CJ turns it over.
Briarwood trying to tie or take the lead after being down 7. Mears for 3. It's short. Rebound chased down by Patterson, and he's fouled by Mears.
Yeah, that is one thing that Coach Mears will not be happy about. He's on the officials, but I got to be honest with you, that was not a good shot by Drew Mears. And then the worst thing he did is he went and fouled. And I think he'll
Mears will check out. Yeah, Charlie Caldwell back in.
CJ yet to score in this third quarter. I think it's time for him to get to the rim.
Corbin down the lane. Shot was short. Then an over-the-back foul before the shot from Spear. Made the shot, but it won't matter. He got pushed to the back on the rebound.
How many times during the course of a Silicaga basketball game do we see Spears and O'Neill go to the bucket to get offensive rebounds? I mean, it's just, it happens all the time.
Eric chases down the inbound pass. Eric stopping, shooting. He got hit hard. And Eric back to the free throw line. He missed his last two. If I'm not mistaken, he's at the stripe here.
He did. Started out 2 for 2. Now 2 of 4. And he's got a chance to get in double figures with a couple of chunks here from the free throw line as well. So Sylacauga, if he hits this free throw, their three leading scorers will all be in double figures again.
Eric. Got it.
It's what you expect, and the Aggies are doing it again.
34-30. Aggies with a four-point lead. Their biggest lead of the night has been seven.
Man, they were close to getting a 10-second call.
Canal underneath for three to Thompson. A rebound controlled by Briarwood. Torrey Smith makes the catch inside of the paint. No look feed. Outside is Caldwell. He'll stop. Got away with dragging the pivot foot out beside the arc. Torrey Smith hits the three.
We got sucked back into that lane that time, and Torrey Smith drained it. Tell you, he's a good looking freshman basketball player.
CJ cuts the defenders, finishes at the rim. What a move by Franklin. And we answer back 36-33. Smith with a behind-the-back dribble. Step back three. No good. On the way back down, it almost popped through. Rebounded by Spear. Franklin ahead. CJ down the lane again. Tough runner. Didn't drop for him. The tap back up by Spear. No good. Rebounded by Briarwood. Thompson ahead. Smith again on the left wing.
Previous trip when Smith ill-advised shot a three, I saw Coach Mears kind of hang his head.
Smith for three for the tie. Missed it. Nobody for the Aggies. Chased the rebound. It's going to be last touched by Tristan Whetstone, and it's out of bounds with a minute and 20 seconds to go. Nobody for Sylacauga. Chased the board. Briarwood out-hustled us, and that'll lead to an extra possession on this end.
Yeah, we just stood there and watched it. Those are the things that Joel Jones will be most unhappy about. If you foul somebody or you take a bad shot, he's willing to concede that till the next time down the floor. But that right there is just being outworked.
From the corner, three, Mears, and we're tied at 36. They're not going to go away. They're a good ball club. 36-36. Patterson, left wing to CJ. Eric rotating, Spear making the catch in the paint. Corbin accelerating to the bucket. Back off to Josh for three. The answer is good! 39-36, Spear. What a bucket. He's got 13.
Big-time players make big-time shots, and that's exactly what Josh Spear did there.
What a shot for Spear. Mears will work on Corbin. He'll take a high screen. He'll roll to the bucket with the screener. Missed the lefty layup. Rebounded by Spear. Gets the pass off to O'Neal. The Aggies will have numbers on the other side. Eric circling around. Now he'll accelerate to the bucket. Got fouled. The shot didn't go. And we will still be inbounding here. That is just the fourth foul. Yeah, they did not get that on the shot. Eric went to the free throw line, or did they get it on the shot?
Yeah, that had to be on the shot.
Actually, they're just saying that's the fifth foul on Briarwood here in the quarter.
Wow. I honestly thought he got fouled on the shot, but.
Wow. And with 14.6 to go, a chance to hit two free throws and then get a stop. Eric to shoot two. Wow, friendly roll off the front of the rim. That was a line drive that looked like it hit the bottom and then carouseled over.
English on that ball that time from Eric O'Neal.
One more for Elo. 40-36, Aggies with the lead as he'll miss the second. Torrey Smith with the rebound, 10 seconds to play in the third. Aggies lead it by four. Here's Smith into the front court. He'll hand it off to Mears with six. With five, Mears driving. And then they called a foul on the Aggies. Not a bad foul if they're not shooting. They're not with 3.8 to go.
Yeah, I don't think you'll get an argument from Coach Joel Jones on that one, because you don't want to put Mears at the free throw line, so we're not over the limit yet. Not a bad foul there.
Smith to put it in. Looking, getting it in to Caldwell. Smith with 1 second on the clock misses the three, and we will go to the fourth quarter leading by 40-36. Your score after three. We'll be back on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Is chronic pain slowing you down? At Broadway Spinal Care, we offer shockwave therapy to target pain right at the source. This treatment helps break down scar tissue, improve circulation, and reduce inflammation. It's fast, non-invasive, and proven to help with stubborn issues like tendonitis, plantar fasciitis, and joint pain. Call Broadway Spinal Care today at 256-861-8546 to find out if shockwave therapy is right for you.
A new year brings a fresh start, and Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union is here to help you begin 2026 on strong financial footing. Whether your goal is building savings, paying down debt, improving your credit, or planning for what's ahead, Coosa Pines offers tools designed to meet you where you are. From savings accounts and certificates to low-interest loan options, members can move forward with confidence. Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
Start of the fourth quarter. Aggies lead it 40-36 over Briarwood.
You know, Jeremy, two big triples in that third quarter by Sylacauga, and two from unsung people. How about Josh Spear and also Kenson Threek with threes in that quarter? And Spear leads his team with 14 points.
And there's Patterson getting in the scoring column off the drive on the right side.
His first bucket of the night, as you mentioned.
Briarwood with the basketball. Down low, it's Zeke Witt spinning on Spear. Spear forced a tough shot. The rebound down on the floor, controlled by O'Neal. Aggies by six. This could be their biggest lead of the night if they get a bucket here. They've led by as many as seven. CJ stopping, kicking. Eric driving the baseline, giving it inside. Spear puts the Aggies up by eight, passes his season average as he's got 16.
Leading scorer in the game right now, but what a look by Eric O'Neal.
And then Mears on the other end buries a three, and Briarwood's going to call a full timeout, and we will take one with them. 44-39, your score, with 6:59 to go, third quarter.
Allen Brew Markets is your hometown style for everything you need on the go. From hot coffee and cold drinks to snacks, fuel, and friendly service, we're here to keep you moving forward. Proud to serve our community with convenient locations, Allenburg Markets isn't just a gas station. We're your neighbor. When it comes to great service and hometown pride, we're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah. Allen Brew Markets.
Busy day? Allen Brew Markets has you covered. Swing by for fresh coffee, a quick bite, or that afternoon pick-me-up snack. And while you're here, fuel up your car and your day. Fast, easy, convenient. Service, selection, and a smile are waiting at Allen Brew Markets. Because when it comes to keeping you going, we're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah. Allen Brew Markets.
Aggies by five after the timeout. CJ brings it across the timeline. After a Mears three, Sylacauga with the basketball. 44-39, they lead it. Inside to Josh with 16. He'll drive, got fouled. The shot didn't go. But Spear to the free throw line.
Didn't mean to cut you off there. They'd gone back to that 3-2 zone this time down the floor. One of the things Coach Mears is doing, I've noticed, is he's changing defenses just about every time down the floor. That foul was on Canal.
Josh's first is good. He's got 17 points.
He has been the man tonight. And so far for the Aggies, he is the only person that has scored in every quarter of this basketball game.
Spear missed the second. Rebounded by Witt and Briarwood. Mears running ahead into the front court. He just hit that three. Aggies lead it by six. Underneath, tough shot. Caldwell good. 45-41 with 6.5 to play in the fourth. Eric back to CJ. Cross court, Corbin. Inside catch, Josh Spear back to Franklin. Now Eric left wing. He'll call for the screen. He'll get it from Spear. Now he'll go the opposite direction. Eric at the rim. Missed the tough shot. Caldwell got the rebound. And Thompson going to work it ahead to Mears. Here's Mears off a screen for three. He's been hot but missed that one. Josh with the rebound.
Yeah, he got a good look and just couldn't can it down. I was going to ask you, other than the two games against Childersburg, is this the closest game, would you say, that Sylacauga's played?
Yeah, it probably is. This they're going up against a good team tonight as Corbin stepped back two from the left elbow, missed it. 45-41, 5.5 to play now in the fourth quarter.
It's not the shot you probably want, but if they're going to leave him alone, he's got to take that shot.
Caldwell has the last four. And it's a two-point game after the Aggies were just up by eight with 6 minutes and 48 seconds to go before that Mears three.
Yeah, we talk about how Sylacauga can score quickly. Well, so can these Lions.
Whetstone with the take, left it short, and he's fouled.
Well, Briarwood can't believe it. It's a late call, but there was a contact there, no doubt about it. And Tristan, and I'm not going to jinx him because he's one of the better free throw shooters for this Aggie team. And if you'll notice, as we mentioned, Jeremy, this is a very important game. Area game, you got another one coming up Friday. Right now, Coach Joel Jones has got five seniors on the floor right now.
46-43, Tristan missed the second. Mears spinning, kicking it off to Caldwell. He'll get a screen from Mears. Caldwell on the drive, same spot. And they called a foul on the floor before the shot. Well, they like the lefty Caldwell dribbling to the left side and using that length to get the basketball around the defender. And he almost got it to go for a third time in four possessions.
Yeah, as a defender, you're not looking for most people to use that left hand because most everybody's right-handed. And it's just easy for Caldwell, but he goes out of the game now and they'll bring Isaac Curley for the first time in the ballgame.
They'll get it into Mears. He's open for three, and he hits one. And we're tied at 46.
That's his fifth triple of the night. Fourth. Excuse me. No, it is the fifth. I'll get it right in a minute.
That was a good closeout, but you'd prefer him to not make the catch, and the Aggies going to call a 30. We'll take one with him. 46-46 with 4:32 to go in the fourth quarter.
Is chronic pain slowing you down? At Broadway Spinal Care, we offer shockwave therapy to target pain right at the source. This treatment helps break down scar tissue, improve circulation, and reduce inflammation. It's fast, non-invasive, and proven to help with stubborn issues like tendonitis, plantar fasciitis, and joint pain. Call Broadway Spinal Care at 256-861-8546 to find out if shockwave therapy is right for you.
Drew Mears, been a problem for the Aggies tonight. David, beyond the arc with 4:32 to go here in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, he's hit five threes, and he's got, 20 points on the night. He's got almost half of their points.
KT in the ball game. Eric O'Neill into the corner to Corbin. Inside to Spear. Josh pulling it back off. The pass off the knee of O'Neill. Eric going to get it back. And CJ back to Eric. Head faking a three. O'Neill, jumper two from the free throw line. No good. And Briarwood with a chance to take a lead. I don't think they've led tonight. Mears underneath. Shot. Rebounded by Curley. Back to Mears. He's fouled from behind. And Mears going to the stripe with 3:59 to play in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, it's, you know, that last shot that Sylacauga took, very good look for Eric O'Neill. But let's be honest, our mid-range jumpers, just not our specialty. We love to the rack, and we love those open looks from the downtown. But as Mears, as you mentioned, he gives Briarwood their first lead of the night with 3:59 to go in the game. He now has 21.
Mears going back to the line for one more here. Misses it. And then an offensive rebound by Witt. Mears feeding it inside to Curley. He puts it up and in, and Briarwood leads it by three.
No time to push the panic button here. Just run your sets and do what you do. Don't take the first shot that's just offered to you if it's not what you want. Plenty of time on the basketball clock.
Corbin to Tristan for three. No. Well, there we go. Briarwood get it to a two-score game with 3:20 to go. Aggies trail by three, 49-46. Briarwood with the basketball and the lead. Here's Torrey Smith dribbling on Franklin, and he'll turn it over. We'll run the other way. It's Kenson three. KT driving, lost it. Spear comes up with it underneath. Josh had it ripped away by Witt, and two free throws coming for Josh Spear. I know Witt came up with it, but it looked like he started at the elbow and worked his way up.
He did, and the Briarwood crowd's not going to like it, and I'll tell you why. The official underneath the goal did not see that because he come from behind. Good call by the trailing official, and Spear will have a chance to draw it up.
Josh hits the first with 2:58 to go, 49-47. Spear, second one, missed it. The Aggies are three for their last six, and an offensive board for Spear. Josh with a rebound. Cross court to Franklin, a chance to tie or take the lead now. KT down in the corner, feeds it off to Corbin for three, no good. Rebound, KT through his hands. Torrey Smith saves it on the sideline, and then a foul on the Aggies.
Yeah, I thought, to be honest with you, that Kenson 3 went up for that rebound there, and I thought he had it and got fouled by Briarwood, but then in turn he's going to get ball going against him, and now I think you'll see Eric O'Neill come back into the ball game for Kenson 3, you will. So now the Aggies with what I think is probably their most athletic five and five seniors on the floor. Of course, Kenson 3's a senior as well. Here we go, down by two.
Need a stop. Backdoor cut. Here's the feed into the corner for Caldwell. And then he's fouled.
Thought he got away with a travel. It's a very
and then CJ got a tech.
Man.
CJ threw the ball off of Caldwell after the fact. That was easy. Easy call for the ref right in front of him.
Yeah, and it was right in front of the Briarwood students, too, and they're letting him know about it. Right now, you just got to keep your composure. And Joel Jones talking to that official right now, and Mears is at the line.
He'll shoot the technical free throws. And he hits it. Hits the first of two. 50-47.
Yeah, I think Joel Jones wants to call the timeout here.
Timeout, Aggies, full timeout. We'll be back. in 60 seconds. 50-47, Briarwood with the lead.
Looking for cool sports memorabilia or trading cards? Look no further than Another Level Cards in Childersburg. Hi, I'm Maddie, the boss lady.
And I'm Connor, and I can help you in any of your athletic collectibles from any sport.
Austin is also on deck with TCGs.
From jerseys to bobbleheads, helmets to pitchers, score a touchdown with all we have to offer.
Come by for 8th Avenue Southwest in Childersburg, Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6. Or visit us online at alevelcards.com.
Searching for insurance that fits seamlessly into your life? Look no further than State Farm agent Albia Steers in Sylacauga. Whether it's safeguarding your car, home, or family's future, Albia and his team are here to provide customized coverage options that suit your lifestyle. With a focus on exceptional customer service and local expertise, Albia Steers ensures you're fully protected when it matters most. Experience the peace of mind that comes with a trusted local agent. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Albia Steers is there. Call or click for a quote today.
Mears to shoot another free throw. They lead it by 3, 50-47. I think the scoreboard went out in the stands at the break, and they'll get it turned up on the longer delay, David.
So okay.
We've been waiting for these free throws to happen. Here's Mears now. 50-47 with 2:26 to go. And he made the second.
Mears is now 4 of 6 from the free throw line and 23 points on the evening.
51-47. That's two shots in the ball, man. You could be down a full 6 points with 2.5 minutes to go.
Oh, yeah.
Here's Mears out beyond the arc. Stopping left elbow. Torrey Smith out beyond the arc now, working in between the rings. Over to Mears, right side. Mears driving, floating, missed the shot. Rebounded by Torrey Smith. Mears in the corner for 3. In and out. Offensive board. Caldwell. Tried to shoot it, lost it, and now Briarwood's going to call a full timeout. 51-47 as we go to the break with a minute 53 to go, fourth quarter.
At Allen Brew Markets, we're proud to call this community home. Every day, we bring you great service, quality products, and the convenience you deserve. From morning coffee to late-night fill-ups, we're always here when you need us. Allen Brew Markets, your hometown convenience store, your hometown pride. And when it comes to serving our neighbors, we're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah. Allen Brew Markets.
Have you been in a car accident? That soreness and stiffness can set in fast. At Broadway Spinal Care, we work with all major motor vehicle insurance providers, and in many cases, your care may cost you nothing out of pocket. Our goal is to help you heal quickly so you can get back to feeling like yourself again. Call Broadway Spinal Care today at 256-861-8546 to schedule your appointment and start your road to recovery.
Briarwood with the basketball and a 4-point lead with a minute and 52 to go.
I think Briarwood will probably spread the floor and run some clock here.
Give it off to Torrey Smith, right wing. For Coach Jones, you got to be thinking, how much clock do we let go? Smith stepped back two, missed it. Another offensive rebound by Canal.
Wow. That was not a good shot by Smith, not what they wanted, and they got very fortunate to get that rebound.
It's a 4-point game. Mears' layup at the rim is good, and they lead it by 6, 53-47.
We've been the difference. He's got 20 in the second half.
Sheesh. in the corner. Got to have it. Patterson for three. No good. Rebound ripped away by Whetstone and a jump ball. That's Briarwood ball with 59.6 to go and a six-point lead.
Got to start thinking about if you don't get a steal here very, you know, fairly quickly, you're going to have to start fouling, forcing them to hit free.
Cross court, Caldwell to Canal. And they'll send Caldwell to the stripe. Caldwell misses the first. Thompson is checked back in for Briarwood. The Aggies took an 8-point lead. What was it, 45-37?
Yep.
Or 43-35, one of the two. And Briarwood has gone on a 19-2 run.
Yeah, and
they lead it by seven, 54-47. Spear has a three lined up, and he knocks it down.
He has been the man for Sylacauga tonight.
Yeah, he's need to foul. They'll work him up the floor. We almost came up with a turnover. Now we need to foul. We didn't foul, and now it's Mears back to Smith. Boy, Torrey Smith just weaved in and out of traffic. How did he get it across? In the midst of that, 13 seconds rolled off the clock.
Well, you're down by four. Still, even if he hits both of these free throws, it's still a two-possession game with 27.9 seconds to go. Still a lot of time in this basketball game, but certainly the Aggies would have loved to have fouled him sooner. And he hits the first free throw.
55-50. Here's a second from Smith. Missed it. Rebounded by Spear with 26 seconds to go. Whetstone will work it across. It's Corbin inside to Whetstone. Got to get away with it, and they knocked it out of bounds. Ooh, I thought that was all on Corbin. Instead, it's out on Thompson with 18.1 to go.
We got to try to find either Eric O'Neill or C.J. Franklin, maybe Josh Spear for a three. Spear's been the man. There he is. He gets an open look.
And Josh in and out. Rebounded by Briarwood, and there's the foul with 12.6 to go. Briarwood at the, well, still a two-possession game if they only hit one of these.
Both teams with three people in double figures. This guy's one of them. He misses the first, does Witt. So Sylacauga still does have, I think, a couple of timeouts in their pocket. And they may use one of them right here. I think they will. So we'll keep it here. 55-50. Sylacauga with a five-point deficit right now. Staring their first loss of this season down the barrel. And unless they can come up with a little bit of a miracle in the last 12.6 seconds. And Jeremy, going into, you know, playoff time later in the year, you, as a coach, you kind of want to experience a loss, but this is not the game you want to do it in an area game at Briarwood. And Let's see if the Aggies can find a way to come out and pull this one out.
Well, we talked about it in pregame. If Briarwood gets hot, they'll be tough to beat. Last year when the Aggies played them, both times, well, it's all three times, they were able to hold Briarwood at bay from the three line. They just haven't done it tonight, especially with Drew Mears, able to get to 20-plus. He's their best player. There's a second free throw. It's good. It's a six-point game with 12.6 to go. We got to get a bucket quickly. There's a foul for Briarwood. Not a bad foul.
You're talking about Mears, Jeremy. He's hit four triples in the second half alone. And 25 points on the night.
Here's a shot. No good. Mears with the rebound. And the Aggies will fall to Briarwood. 56-50 tonight on the road. Your final score. David, your final thoughts in this one.
Well, the Aggies down the stretch, you got to look at it. Briarwood outscored them in the fourth quarter heavily, but the Aggies with only three field goals in the fourth quarter. That's just not going to get it done.
56-50, your final score. Coming up a little short tonight, even with an 21-point performance from Josh Speer. The Aggies fall to 13-1. We'll see you Friday night as the Volunteers of Clay County visit Douglas Martin Court. From Jeremy Law and David McCurley, it's been a product of Radio Alabama and Silicaga Athletics. Thanks for listening.